You now have 1 minute to read the questions. The recording will then start automatically and play once. You cannot pause, rewind, or fast forward the recording.
Here we've got two pictures of people in the ancient world. They're not heroes, gods, or goddesses, they're just normal people of the time. And to our eyes, I think they all look very healthy. The first picture shows men wrestling. The second picture is sometimes referred to as the warrior women. It's interesting that these women are exercising, playing with a ball, stretching, lifting what appears to be heavy items. One is wearing a crown. Has she won her event? Why are they doing this? Is it to keep healthy? These images of exercise look very modern in some ways. But did people in ancient Greek and Roman societies really do the same things as us? And did they do them for the same reasons as we do? In fact, were they actually healthy? How would we measure their health? And what evidence do we have to help us answer our questions? People in the ancient world might claim they were healthy, but would we agree? Even today, health is a difficult concept to define. Thinking about health can illuminate the relationship between the modern world and the ancient Mediterranean worlds, while looking at ideas from another culture can help us rethink our own assumptions about health. Do we look back to the Greeks and Romans as the best models of health because of their simple diet free from preservatives? Or do we focus on our greater knowledge of the body, the scientific progress we've made, for example, with understanding the role of minerals or vitamins in the diet, and developing vaccinations and finding ways to preserve food safely? And which attitude really matters here? In Western medicine, this has been a traditional way of organizing manuals for doctors. But we can also use this approach to think beyond purely medical approaches to the body. So when we look at the eyes, we'll consider theories of sight, eye diseases and their treatments, but also the symbolic value of the eye. For example, what was the evil eye? How was that used? Even today, the body gives us ways of thinking about our world more generally. So we talk of the head of an organization, or facing up to a fact, or digesting something we've read, or trampling on someone else's views. You're going to be learning an important skill. How to evaluate evidence. Look at those two images again. To understand them fully, we need some context. The image of the wrestlers comes from ancient Athens. It dates to around 510 to 500 BC, and it's on a piece of marble that was later reused to make a wall. Originally, it would have been a statue base for a funerary monument. Other sides of this statue base show a ball game and a cat and a dog growling at each other as their owners watch.
Do not press continue until you are ready to move on to the next section of the test. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. The recording will then start automatically and play twice. You cannot pause, rewind, or fast forward the recording.
Hi, Jane. Come in. Take a seat. I'll just be 2 seconds. I'm just sending an email. Right. Sorry about that. It's always hectic at the start of the first semester.
Do you want me to come back later? I could go to my 2 p.m. lecture and come back around 3:30?
No. It's absolutely fine. And this is important. Right. This is your first academic personal tutor session. These sessions are led by you, and I'm here to help you with your student journey and to get the most out of your time here. You determine how these sessions run and what we discuss. What do you want to get out of these sessions?
Well, this is my first time living away from home, so it's all very new. I've met a few people in halls and they seem nice. I don't think I've had any problems so far, except when I got lost in the Armitage building looking for lecture hall 480. I thought it'd be on the fourth floor, but it wasn't.
Ah, yes. The infamous room number in the old Armitage building. That's completely normal, and I know I got lost more than once when I started working here. Right, no issues so far, but do you have any concerns about your studies or aspects of your studies?
Not really, but in one of my modules I have to do a group project that involves research, and it's a little daunting as I tend to be more of an introvert than an extrovert.
That is a good question, an interesting question. You shouldn't worry about doing a research project, even if you are an introvert, as there are many benefits to doing so. As painful as group work can be, it can actually be beneficial in the long run because the work closely parallels the group dynamics of being on a committee, task force, or other group found in most workplaces. Whatever form the group work takes in your course, the opportunity to work with others rather than on your own can provide distinct benefits. These include increased productivity and performance. Groups that work well together can achieve much more than individuals working on their own. A broader range of skills can be applied to practical activities, and sharing and discussing ideas can play a pivotal role in deepening your understanding of a particular subject area. Skills development. Being part of a team will help you develop your interpersonal skills, such as speaking and listening, as well as team working skills, such as leadership and working with and motivating others. Some of these skills will be useful throughout your academic career and are all valued in the workplace. Knowing more about yourself. Collaborating with others will help identify your own strengths and weaknesses. For example, you may be a better leader than listener, or you might be good at coming up with the big idea, but not so good at developing a specific plan of action. Enhanced self-awareness will both help your approach to learning and will be invaluable when you enter the workforce. Remember that your course should have a required reading list and recommended reading list. Those could help with your research. Also, the main library offers weekly academic writing and researching sessions. They are really good and lots of people meet new friends there, so twice as good.
That's good to know. Do I sign up or can I just go there?
You can sign up on the library website, but I think some students just turn up. I doubt they'd turn you away if you just showed up.
Okay, I will have a look online. I don't want to risk being turned away.
Is there anything else weighing on your mind at the moment?
No, I don't think so. Is it okay if I go? I'm hoping to attend the welcome session at the sports centre.
Yes, sure. Make sure you try and sign up to as many societies and clubs as you're interested in, as it's a great way to meet like-minded people and make the most of your time here at university. Hi, Jane. Come in. Take a seat. I'll just be 2 seconds. I'm just sending an email. Right, sorry about that. It's always hectic at the start of the first semester.
Do you want me to come back later? I could go to my 2 p.m. lecture and come back around 3:30?
No, no, no. It's absolutely fine, and this is important. Right. This is your first academic personal tutor session. These sessions are led by you, and I'm here to help you with your student journey and to get the most out of your time here. You determine how these sessions run and what we discuss. What do you want to get out of these sessions?
Well, this is my first time living away from home, so it's all very new. I've met a few people in halls and they seem nice. I don't think I've had any problems so far, except when I got lost in the Armitage building looking for lecture hall 480. I thought it'd be on the fourth floor, but it wasn't.
Ah, yes. The infamous room number in the old Armitage building. That's completely normal, and I know I got lost more than once when I started working here. Right, no issues so far, but do you have any concerns about your studies or aspects of your studies?
Not really, but in one of my modules I have to do a group project that involves research, and it's a little daunting as I tend to be more of an introvert than an extrovert.
That is a good question, an interesting question. You shouldn't worry about doing a research project, even if you are an introvert, as there are many benefits to doing so. As painful as group work can be, it can actually be beneficial in the long run because the work closely parallels the group dynamics of being on a committee, task force, or other group found in most workplaces. Whatever form the group work takes in your course, the opportunity to work with others rather than on your own can provide distinct benefits. These include increased productivity and performance. Groups that work well together can achieve much more than individuals working on their own. A broader range of skills can be applied to practical activities, and sharing and discussing ideas can play a pivotal role in deepening your understanding of a particular subject area. Skills development. Being part of a team will help you develop your interpersonal skills, such as speaking and listening, as well as team working skills, such as leadership, and working with and motivating others. Some of these skills will be useful throughout your academic career and are all valued in the workplace. Knowing more about yourself. Collaborating with others will help identify your own strengths and weaknesses. For example, you may be a better leader than listener, or you might be good at coming up with the big idea, but not so good at developing a specific plan of action. Enhanced self-awareness will both help your approach to learning and will be invaluable when you enter the workforce. Remember that your course should have a required reading list and recommended reading list. Those could help with your research. Also, the main library offers weekly academic writing and researching sessions. They are really good and lots of people meet new friends there, so twice as good.
That's good to know. Do I sign up or can I just go there?
You can sign up on the library website, but I think some students just turn up. I doubt they'd turn you away if you just showed up.
Okay, I will have a look online. I don't want to risk being turned away.
Is there anything else weighing on your mind at the moment?
No, I don't think so. Is it okay if I go? I'm hoping to attend the welcome session at the sports centre.
Yes, sure. Make sure you try and sign up to as many societies and clubs as you're interested in, as it's a great way to meet like-minded people and make the most of your time here at university.
You now have 1 minute to read the questions. The recording will then start automatically and play twice. You cannot pause, rewind, or fast forward the recording.
Speaker A. I don't really remember much of my childhood because I have a bad memory, but I can remember my 8th birthday really well. It was the first time that I was really excited about my birthday, and the first time I realised that it was my birthday, my own special day. I woke up around 3 in the morning and ran into my mother's room. She told me to go back to bed, but I couldn't sleep, so I sat at the bottom of her bed until she woke up. This was also the birthday when I received the best present in the world. A Manchester United football shirt. I think I wore it every day for the next 2 months. I wouldn't even let my mother wash it.
Speaker B. My favourite childhood memory was going swimming with my grandmother. She would pick me up from school every Thursday and take me to the local swimming pool. I wasn't a very strong swimmer back then, but she taught me how to tread water and swim on my back. If it hadn't been for those Thursday afternoons in the swimming pool, I wouldn't have gone to the Olympics and I wouldn't have won a silver medal in the 400 metre freestyle. Sadly, my grandmother never got to see me at the Olympics as she passed away a few years before.
Speaker C. I have thousands of memories as a child, but my favourite has to be the summer holidays. My school would finish in July, and then we wouldn't have to go back until September. I would stay outside all day, every day during those months. Honestly, I was out from dusk until dawn. The area where I lived also had a lot of families, so there were always kids playing outside. We would play football, tennis, hockey, or sometimes we would just sit in a circle and chat. It was the best time. No worries about money, work, or anything like that. It was perfect, even when it rained, which is all the time in England.
Speaker A. I don't really remember much of my childhood because I have a bad memory, but I can remember my 8th birthday really well. It was the first time that I was really excited about my birthday, and the first time I realised that it was my birthday, my own special day. I woke up around 3 in the morning and ran into my mother's room. She told me to go back to bed, but I couldn't sleep, so I sat at the bottom of her bed until she woke up. This was also the birthday when I received the best present in the world, a Manchester United football shirt. I think I wore it every day for the next 2 months. I wouldn't even let my mother wash it.
Speaker B. My favourite childhood memory was going swimming with my grandmother. She would pick me up from school every Thursday and take me to the local swimming pool. I wasn't a very strong swimmer back then, but she taught me how to tread water and swim on my back. If it hadn't been for those Thursday afternoons in the swimming pool, I wouldn't have gone to the Olympics and I wouldn't have won a silver medal in the 400 metre freestyle. Sadly, my grandmother never got to see me at the Olympics as she passed away a few years before.
Speaker C. I have thousands of memories as a child, but my favourite has to be the summer holidays. My school would finish in July, and then we wouldn't have to go back until September. I would stay outside all day, every day during those months. Honestly, I was out from dusk until dawn. The area where I lived also had a lot of families, so there were always kids playing outside. We would play football, tennis, hockey, or sometimes we would just sit in a circle and chat. It was the best time. No worries about money, work, or anything like that. It was perfect, even when it rained, which is all the time in England.
Do not press continue until you are ready to move on to the next section of the test.